Now, today's nutrition brought to you by the Good Earth Health Food Shop on South Shannon Street in Van Wert. A reminder, the information you hear is for educational purposes only and is not intended to diagnose, prescribe, or cure. Now, here's Dr. Deb Ford, Doctor of Clinical Nutrition.
Welcome to another edition of Today's Nutrition, where we look at the latest in research, what's hot in the news, and really anything important to your health, vitality, and longevity. Well, today's topic, because it was requested, is how to optimize everyday energy. Well, if you're like me and there are some days when you could use just a little more energy, especially when the sun has been hiding behind those clouds for too many days, well, I love a good cup of organic coffee as much as the next person. But I know a daily habit of too much caffeine is just not the smartest thing we can do for our body. I think if we rely on caffeine, it is depleting us of valuable reserves and nutrients. I like to think about relying on caffeine for energy like whipping a tired horse. It'll make the horse run, but eventually it's going to crash, and that is not good. So, in its wisdom, nature has supplied us with many all-natural energy boosters that provide long-lasting stamina instead of those peaks and crashes and jitteriness associated with sugar and caffeine. So I'm going to do today's show just a little bit differently and talk about specific products. In fact, some of these products are my core for energy boosting. They each come at energy from different angles, and that can really support energy production in so many ways. So first of all, active B or B total, liquid B, B complex for all the B vitamins plus at least 1,000 micrograms of B12. You talk about super fast energy boost. The shop probably sells more of this for energy than just about anything else. And I am a huge fan of high doses of B12. B12 is a complex compound made up of many cobalamins that's similar to hemoglobin, but cobalt is used in the molecule rather than iron. Methylcobalamin is the easiest form of the B12 for the body to absorb. And it's about as close as a B12 shot as you can get. It's absorbed in the mouth mucosa. Most formulas you see are going to be cyanocobalamin, and that is by far the cheapest, but it's also the least absorbable. Many people, including myself, have a hard time absorbing B12, even if you get plenty in your diet. And medications like anti-gout drugs, metformin or glucophage, anticoagulant drugs, and even potassium can interfere with the stomach absorbing B12. And sometimes we're just genetically not set up for maximum absorption of B12. So to take it in supplement form, oh my gosh, that can just give you a new lease on energy for the day. There are some tests to determine your level of B12, but if you get your blood tested for B12, make sure that they're doing the additional urine MMA test, methyl malonic acid. That's the one that accurately measures your body's level of B12. Another B12 test, blood tests, they're cheap, but they don't measure the absorption of B12. Routine blood test that shows high B12, well, that could mean you're simply not absorbing B12 into the cell, or worse, it can be a sign of intestinal bacterial overgrowth. Not good. So urinary MMA is the gold standard for B12 levels. Active B, B total, all contain the B vitamins that work together as a team for your energy and the health of your hair, skin, nails, liver, digestion, and brain function. Brain function is so closely tied to energy that in so many ways make a profound difference. There have even been cases that were diagnosed as Alzheimer's that really turned out to be deficiencies of B12 and other B vitamins. So think first, active B for energy. Everybody needs to be taking additional B vitamins. Also good for stress. So this supplement we're going to talk about is Energy V. Think Vital. Herbal energy boosters, also referred to as tonics. Determined and really needed to be taken long-term because they help the body respond and adapt to stress and reduce the production of stress hormones like cortisol that can leave you fat, frumpy, and frazzled. They aren't like the habit-forming ones, but for best results, they need to be taken long-term. You know, adaptogens really support and nourish the body. They don't overstimulate it. They don't act like drugs or sugar or caffeine. Most research finds that adaptogens need to be taken for a couple of months for best results. I haven't found that necessarily to be true. I think you can get a good boost in energy within days, but for best results, we need to look at long-term because they really are more like tonics. They help us handle stress better. Athletic competition, you know, that really is very, very much researched with the adaptogens. One of them, Korean ginseng or Panax ginseng, Panax being Greek for cure-all or heal-all, is probably the world's best-known adaptogen. You know, practitioners of traditional medicine in India and China have widely used different forms of ginseng for thousands of years as both a tonic and a curative for physical mental fatigue, weakness, impotence, diabetes, cardiovascular, and other conditions. There's so much research on PubMed. I could go on and on about the beauty of these adaptogens. You know, they've really never been questioned in China and India. But Western culture, we are more quick fix kind of things. And so we have a hard time kind of embracing the adaptogens. For one thing, it's kind of hard to test adaptogens in a manner that's both ethical and objective. You know, it would be kind of unethical to feed one person ginseng and another person a placebo and then throw them in the middle of an icy cold lake and see who can best swim to shore. You know, we can do that on rats, but we can't really do it on people. But we do it to rats all the time. And every time, rats on adaptogens perform longer and better. There have been, you know, Panax ginseng, Siberian ginseng, now we call that Eleuthero, are adaptogenic, helping to protect the body against chronic disease, lessen fatigue, and help to balance the adrenal cortex. Like this one double-blind, placebo-controlled, you know, that is the gold standard for research. And in Europe, it tested over 232 people aged 25 to 60 with what they called non-specific fatigue. I mean, how many times do you hear people complain about that? So participants were given Korean ginseng and rated with fatigue scores, and they recorded them at the beginning and then at 21 days and then 42 days. The patients generally reported improvements in feelings of fatigue, nervousness, anxiety, and poor concentration that were statistically improved in 42 days. So just think, 42 days from now, how much better you can feel. Panax is been studied for cognitive and chronic fatigue, and even reported romantic life improves. Another one that I absolutely love is Shizandra. And in all of those energy drinks, you almost always see Panax ginseng and Shizandra as one of the top ingredients because they promote a feeling of well-being and increased endurance, as well as maybe a little bit of an antidepressant and good for memory and calmness. So I got to tell you about this Shizandra. In my experience, Shizandra is one of the great herbs for improving energy. One really convincing study on racehorses showed that this herb dramatically improved the racehorse speed and recovery after racing. In fact, racehorses decreased their 800-meter time from 52.2 to 50.4 seconds. I guess that is a real competitive advantage of over 6 links. Additionally, researchers found that Trazandra decreased the heart and breathing rates of all the horses after running, and that these rates returned to normal more quickly when they were taking the Trazandra versus placebo. Finally, they recovered faster. So now let me tell you what I found. I had my fastest running time ever this last summer, and it felt effortless. Trazandra, I love it. And in China, where traditional Chinese medicine has used this herb for centuries, they use it for weakness and shock. Another one, Eleuthero, I love it. That is what we used to call Siberian ginseng. Research shows boosting the immune system, reducing inflammation and pain, improving stamina. It's just really good. I got to tell you, one time though, I tried this Eleuthero. I had a few days off and I had lots of work to do. So the first day I was washing the siding. The second day I cleaned the gutters. I trimmed the bushes. That night I didn't sleep too good. And then that third day I was edging the sidewalks. I mean, I was a powerhouse. So, you know, it can be, I think, a little too stimulating for some people. But if you need a short-term energy boost, you might want to think Eleuthero. It's really good to get that work done. Also, this Energy V contains just a smidge of licorice, which helps recycle the adrenal hormones. So for adrenal fatigue, adrenal exhaustion, it can provide a nice kickstart to the adrenal system to help with recovery. It also has bee pollen and barley greens and kelp that help to alkalize and energize the body while providing antioxidants and many micronutrients that we are all for sure lacking on. So the third supplement is Super Algae with spirulina and chlorella. Both are considered complete foods with just about everything in there, including B12. Chlorella alkalizes the body, but also helps pull out heavy metals that we are so polluted with these days. Mercury, arsenic, lead, cadmium, gently pulling them out, protecting against so many things. Spirulina also contains essential fats. I said B12, but it also has protein. It's been extensively studied in regard to cholesterol and blood pressure, immunity, and exercise recovery, and it even boosts mineral absorption. Maybe that's why my nails get so good when I take it. So I love spirulina and chlorella, if for no other reason, because it gently starts pulling out the mercury and the arsenic and the cadmium that, you know, if you get tested for these heavy metals, I can assure you, you are going to be shocked. So there you have it. My 3-prong approach to increasing energy. Try one, try all. Fatigue can steal your life's work. The more energy you have naturally, the more good you can do for your family and friends. The better you can serve the world with the life you have. So I hope today you've learned something that can help you or that you could share with somebody that you know. Like always, I'll post this on my website, www.deb4.com, in case you want to listen to any of it again or any of my other shows. There's a lot of good information in there. So thanks for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful and energetic, joy-filled day. And remember, eat your veggies.
And that's another Today's Nutrition with Dr. Deb Ford, Doctor of Clinical Nutrition, brought to you by the Good Earth Health Food Shop on South Shannon Street. The information you hear on Today's Nutrition is for educational purposes only and is not intended to diagnose, prescribe, or cure.